Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
President Trump recently said that he's trying to get to heaven, hoping that ending the war in Ukraine will be his ticket.
If I can save 7,000 people a week from being killed, I think that's a pretty... I want to try and get to heaven if possible. I'm hearing I'm not doing well. I hear I'm really at the bottom of the totem pole. But if I can get to heaven, this will be one of the reasons...
But here's the funny thing, or should I say the not-so-funny thing. Salvation isn't dependent on works. According to the Holy Bible, it's a free gift of eternal life. All you have to do is believe. Jesus dying on the cross covered our sins. That's it. The hallmark verse of Christianity is John 3:16, and it says it plain as day. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So where are the Christians to point this out? Where is the evangelical right that he has had such a hold on? Where are the right-wing Christian pundits to correct the record? Even his vice president, J.D. Vance, seems to think that heaven is earned.
I've never heard him talking about getting into heaven. What do we make of that?
It's very interesting. I've never heard him talk that way either. I actually got a message just before I went on from the priest who had baptized me, actually, and he said... And he's a younger guy, very smart guy. He's like, I really admired what the president said. And he said, basically, you know, if he's able to make peace in Russia and Ukraine, I'll put in a word with a big guy.
Laura Ingraham is a major kiss up to Trump, and she declares to be a Christian. You can see that by how she wears that giant crucifix around her neck all the time. And just in case Ingraham and Vance and everybody else that surrounds Trump, the evangelical right, has missed it, here's a few other verses that drive home the point that salvation isn't earned. There's John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. There's Romans 10:9. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. There's Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. There's John 3:3. Jesus answered him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And then there's Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So where is that religious liberty commission that he appointed? Where are the pastors like Franklin Graham, Jack Graham, and Jensen Franklin to point out that this is the wrong message about salvation, that it's blasphemy, that it's a path of good intentions, but that it will lead you straight to hell? The woman in charge of his religious liberty commission, Paula White, doesn't mind to pray in public, always making sure those cameras are rolling. And those religious zealots on Trump's staff don't mind to stand outside in front of the White House and speak in tongues, again, making sure the cameras are rolling. But why don't they understand the salvation message? They are either completely incompetent, or they aren't Christians themselves and are just using it to further their career. Either way, it's pretty bad. In fact, the Bible is pretty clear about what misleading others can mean. Matthew 18 says that if anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Trump may be striving for heaven, but he's only earning a millstone, according to the scripture, by misleading everyone about what salvation really is. Now, let's get to something really important here. Let's not forget about Trump's press secretary, Caroline Leavitt. It's almost like she wears her religion proudly. I mean, we all know she's got that massive crucifix around her neck as well. She champions that cookie-cutter Christian mold, and she's got a prominent position. What was her response when asked about Trump's ticket to heaven comment? And did she correct the record?
I know the president said on Fox News this morning that he's partially seeking peace in order to get to heaven. Was he joking, or is there a spiritual motivation behind his peace deals here?
I think the president was serious. I think the president wants to get to heaven, as I hope we all do in this room as well.
Why didn't she clear things up? What better opportunity could one ever have to provide the salvation message at a White House press briefing that is going to be seen by millions of Americans? I guarantee you it would have been plastered all over the news. The left would have freaked because, you know, religion and politics. And then the right would have freaked because, well, they love to jam religion and politics. Levitt could have said something as simple as this. Thanks for bringing that up. I'd like to clarify the record on Trump's comments. Trump knows, like all Bible-believing Christians, that salvation is not earned. It's a free gift from God. Just believe that Jesus died for your sins and you'll be in heaven. Trump is a passionate man, and sometimes when he speaks from the heart, details are left out. And this detail is of utmost importance, every American's salvation. See how simple that was? See how effective that would have been? The entire media would have heard the salvation message at least once in their life. Now, this isn't a slam against Trump. For all his flaws, he's done some good things for the country, and there seems to be a part of him that believes in God. He's talked about God even before he was president.
I have great relationship with God. I have great relationship with the evangelicals.
And we know he's talked about God during his presidency.
And above all else, we know this. In America, we don't worship government. We worship God.
Masks, no masks, everything. You can do all you want. But, you know, you still need help from the boss. We need help from the boss. That's what happened. We need help. Somebody said to me the other day, you're the most famous person in the world by far. I said, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. They said, yes, you are. I said, no. They said, who's more famous? I said, Jesus Christ.
You believe in God?
I do. I do.
You believe God's hand was in this that day?
I believe so, yeah. I do.
And you talk about the country. You believe you have more to do. You weren't done. You were spared for a reason.
Well, God believes that. I guess we'll have to see.
Your story reminds us that prayer changes hearts and transforms lives. It uplifts the soul, inspires action, and unites us all as one nation under God.
And with his heaven comment, Trump is clearly worried about the afterlife. Trump isn't completely stupid, but it's clear that he's not read the Bible and doesn't understand how to be saved. Why hasn't his Religious Liberty Commission, that's filled with pastors, told him? Have they not gone over the salvation message with him? Have they not been concerned with his eternal soul, the one that they've helped put in a position of power to lead the country, made him leader of the free world? This whole video is more of a rebuke of organized religion and how it has ruined Christianity. It's diluted the Bible and led people astray. Evangelicals may feel like they have a friend in the White House, but what they have is a president who is misspeaking about the Bible and deterring millions of people about what salvation truly is. In the last decade, since Trump has dipped his toe into politics, he's been surrounded by evangelicals. Why haven't they done a better job of talking to him about how to be saved and getting Trump to understand it? Why haven't they come out and said that getting into heaven is not by works, but by faith in Christ? They either don't know, or they do know and don't care, because for them it's all about pride and ego and money and access to the president. But here's the most important thing. I hope someone talks to Trump about salvation. I hope someone tells him that no boastful rally of him laying out his good works will be enough to get into heaven when he dies. It's only by the grace of God. And you know, if the pastors around him have a hard time getting through to him, they might try telling him that, rumor has it, heaven is paved with streets of gold. And I want to drive this point home even further, that salvation, according to the Bible, is unique in that it's not based on works, and that makes it very distinct from every other religion in the world. In Zoroastrianism, the person has to win the struggle over evil. In Judaism, you must obey the Jewish law and customs. In Islam, Muslims must practice the five pillars successfully. In Hinduism, the individual must purify himself from evil in life, afterlife, afterlife. In Sikhism, proper worship and conduct must be performed in order to be worthy to be saved. In Confucianism, heaven on earth is possible, but only through personal conformity to the rules of society. In Shintoism, they must maintain Japanese supremacy at all costs. In Buddhism, one must renounce self in order to reach nirvana. In Taoism, one must maintain yin-yang balance, otherwise no harmony. And in paganism, one must appease the gods and spirits in order to be rewarded, but not according to the Bible. Jesus doesn't need your works. He's offering a free gift. And that's something that no matter how good or how bad the economy is, no matter who the president is, It is always affordable. The free gift of salvation isn't taxable. It can't be legislated out of existence by Congress. It can't be erased away by the Supreme Court. And it can't be destroyed by an executive order. Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.